Okay, everybody. So tonight we're going to learn a pre Yom Kippur vad on the Lev Elyo Shvivei Lev. I gave a warning on the chat for those of you that saw it. I thought it would get an overflow crowd, and we did. I said warning, very harif, and what I mean when I say harif is that it's a very powerful and very frightening vad, because it's telling us exactly the truth. And sometimes the truth is very frightening. But it's important yet to know the truth, because that way we'll be able to have some good direction going into these Yimei Hadin and the Yom HaKadosh, which is coming up in just a few days. So let's see what he says. V'achazirenu b'seshuva shlema lefanecha. We say in Shemayna Esrei, the bracha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu make us return with a tshuva before you. But it doesn't say a tshuva before you. It says a tshuva shlema, a complete tshuva, a perfect tshuva. And he asks, Mahu shlema? What does this mean exactly when we speak about a tshuva shlema? Tshuva, do tshuva. Why do I have to do a tshuva that's shlema, that's perfect? What does that mean? Hinei b'seif kehelas namar seif davar HaKol Nishma. The end of Kehelas says, and it's an interesting thing, because Kehelas, Chazal tell us that really the Chachamim wanted to bury Sefer Kehelas. When Shlomo HaMelech wrote Kehelas, they felt that it was something that should not really be read by the public, because it's really very depressing. If you look through Kehelas, it's just like one pasuk after another describing how the world is really nothing, havel havalim hakel havel, everything is garnished, everything is nothing, and what's the point of it all? It's like after you finish Kehelas, you're basically, you just want to just throw in the towel. I've worked, you know, I wrote three svarim on three of the Megillas, Esther, Sher Shirim, and Rus, and the other two that I want to really write on to complete the set, Kehelas and Echa. And I've tried many times, I've tried to write on them, and I even, you know, made some headway, but I always stopped because I just began to be like really depressed, and it wasn't healthy. Because if you're Ma'ayin in Kehelas, Echa is its own issue, you know, about the Churban. It's also depressing, but in a different way. But Kehelas is something that if you really like are Ma'ayin in it, and you know that Shlomo HaMelech was the Chacham Mikol Adam, he was the smartest man, then you're almost like paralyzed, because it's like, okay, so what am I trying to do this for? Why am I trying to succeed? Why am I trying to, you know, make money and start a family and have children and, you know, and try to do everything? It's just, it's all for nothing anyway. I'm just going to die, and it's going to be, so it could get you very down. So I had to stop, and then I started again. I stopped, but the Chacham were going to be Gainizip if not for the Pasuk all the way at the end. At the end it says, Saif Davra Kol Nishma, Salikim Yirav, Esmet Svaisav Shamar, Kizek Kol Adam. After all is said and done, the final analysis, after this whole world and all that it has in it, all the money, all the power, all of the taivis, and all of the accomplishments, and really all that's nothing, but Saif Davra Kol Nishma, at the end, everything is going to be known, and you have to fear God, as mitzvahs of Shemar, you have to keep the mitzvahs, kizah, kalal, and that's the entirety of the man. If not for that pasuk, they would have buried, burned, you know, hidden kahelas from us, because it's not a healthy thing. But at least in the end, it was salvaged by the fact that it tells us at least that we're supposed to be doing mitzvahs. What does the targum on that pasuk say? Saif piskam dis avid bitzina, Kula Asid Lis Parsama, that at the end of the day, everything that you do privately, hiddenly, is going to be revealed. Ulishtama Lachal Bnei Anasha. And it's going to be known to everybody. That is the most scariest thing in the world, right? If you stop and think about what's really scary about dying, it's not so much, you know, Schar and Einish, it's the fact that whatever we did in this life, and however many people we thought we were fooling in this life is going to be known. Every single person that we met is going to know every little thing that we do. It's all going to be on a huge movie screen. All your rabbeim, all of our parents, all of our friends, all of our family, all of our cousins, all our nephews, nieces, anyone that we ever met and beyond, they're going to be sitting in this huge auditorium. And every little thing that we thought that we were getting away with, what we were watching when we thought nobody was looking, what we were listening to, what we were thinking about, what we were, where we went, and what we tried to do and what we did do, all of that is going to be revealed someday. That's the ultimate bizyanus, because everybody in this world is very easy to fool people. Anyone could fool anybody. You wear the right shirt and the right tie and the right hat and the right suit, and you know, and you shuckle a little bit by davening, and everybody thinks you're one way. And really, whatever you're doing in private, whatever we do in private, is really we think it's between us and ourselves, or maybe between us and Hashem. But what we don't realize is that it's really going to be revealed to everybody. That's what the Targum on this pasuk says at the end of Kehelet. You can look it up on your own. The bizayin that people that you will have is going to be absolutely horrifying, the bizayin. Shekal avera she'asa b'chayim mefarsimim sham l'kulam. Every avera that we did in our lifetime will be publicized to everybody. Pliny ben Pliny avar avera b'yayim Pliny. This and this person violated this and this avera on this and this day. Imagine if in this world, just to take as an example, sometimes you see scandals in this world. Or what's shot a scandal? Somebody was caught. There was a certain certain person that was busted doing drugs. You know, selling drugs, or somebody was busted on a big nursing home scandal. They're freezing dead bodies or something. Or somebody was found to be mezana with a certain thing, and he thought he was getting away with it, and all of a sudden it's out on the internet. Everybody knows about it. This is a ma'aseh b'chol yom. I think probably we all maybe know of people that, you know, they were caught in something, and everybody knows about it. In this world, it's tremendous bizyanus for such a person that people should know what I actually did, what I thought was bitsin, and the whole world knows about it. You can imagine the busha. How do you go home and face your wife and your children and your family, your mother, your father? It's bizyanus. I mean, it's not shayach. So imagine the bizyan of having that in Eilam Haba, not just for one thing that we were caught with, but every little thing that we did, every single day, day after day, night after night, and everybody's going to know about it, and you're not going to be able to hide. So the busha is terrible. So that's the graphic part. That's why I said it's, you know, there's a warning on the shir. It's charif. I don't like talking about this stuff because it makes me scared to death. But it's good to be scared, because there is a silver lining to this cloud. And that's why we're saying it. We never want to scare anyone that's not our way, but the Lev Elio or Bel Yelapian is going to give us now the takeaway, which is very positive. Umahadinim asa tshuva. So what happens then if you do tshuva? Okay, remember, everything that we ever did in our life will be shown on a giant movie projector, and everybody will be able to know and see. People will know what we did. However, what happens if we do tshuva? The targum on this pasuk again, all the way at the end of Kehelet, says, "Begin kias memra da Hashem avidachil." But you should fear Hashem. The ein techayv hava zayr lemesav, and because of that, how do you fear Hashem? And what are you going to do with the fact that everything is going to be known to everybody that you ever met and beyond? What are you going to do? Havizar lemesav. What does lemesav mean? Mesav is Aramaic for what? To return. In other words, you have to be careful, says the Targum, in this life, to do tshuva. Ukvar Kosov Harav Rabbeinu Yaina Zal B'Sharei Tshuva, the beginning of Sharei Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yaina writes, V'amnam V'chol Tshuva Timatzei Slicha. Every tshuva, says Rabbeinu Yaina, has forgiveness. Meaning, no matter what type of tshuva you do, it's always good. Don't say, well, I can't do a full tshuva, so I won't do any tshuva. Baloney. Any tshuva, even the slightest hearer tshuva, even if you're coming a little bit and you're saying to Hashem, please, I really want to do tshuva. The smallest degree of tshuva, that too will erase a lot of the avera that we did. Just the slightest effort of doing tshuva. Ach, says Rabbeinu Yaina, Leiti tayr ha-nefesh tayr shalem, but the nefesh will not be totally cleansed, liyais ha-vainis klei hayu, so that the averis are non-existent, zulasi kashi tayr ha-adam es libay, v'yachin es ruchay, ach ayin shem l'shen azav. What he says as follows, he says that tshuva always helps. Tshuva is an amazing thing. Tshuva is something that helps every time it's tried, it works. But he says, don't be fooled into thinking that all tshuva is the same, that all sizes fit all, that one size fits all. It's not true. He says a mashal, you have to see it inside, but he says a mashal, and I'll sort of modernize his mashal, if a person gets a stain on his tie, now let's say I'm wearing a white tie, okay, nothing really shows I'm blue or black, right? But let's say I was wearing a white tie, and all of a sudden I'm eating cholent during the week, not on Shabbos, for the purpose of this mashal, and I all of a sudden there's a drop of cholent that falls on my tie. Okay, so now what do? So yeshivish guys would take a little spit from their mouth and try to wipe it off. That always makes it worse, right? If you're a little bit less yeshivish, you'll take some water, go to the sink and try to get it. Now that might do a little bit of a better job, but you're still going to be able to see it'll turn go from brown to yellow. Now you might want to try club soda, seltzer, right? That they say is better, but doesn't really work either. It just, it makes your tie a little bit more wrinkled maybe, but it's not going to do the trick, but it'll do better. It'll go down to like a slighter beige. What do you have to do to really get the cholent stain out of the tie? You got to send it to the dry cleaner. Let the professionals do it. They'll always get that stain out. If they always say in the dry cleaner, staining professionals, But there's different madrigas, meaning everything is cleaning. You could clean it and then you could clean it. There's a cleaning of a very superficial type of cleaning that'll get a little bit of out. Water will get a lot more of it out. But professionally, really having it cleaned, Kehagen, Lamahadrin, that's the way to do it. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, that's the way it is with tshuva. You have a stain on you. The stain is called averis. Let's take one aver in particular. Whatever the aver might be, you pick your own poison. Okay, so I have that stain. I want to do tshuva. So there's different ways of doing tshuva. I could do a half-hearted tshuva, and that'll work. It'll get it out. But you'll go up to Shamayim, and the stain will still be evident. It's not going to be blatant. It's not going to be, oh my gosh, that's a very big cholent stain. They're going to be like, there's something on your tie. For the next trillion years, they're going to say there's something on your tie. If you do a little bit more scrubbing of the heart, you do a little more tshuva with more astringent, it'll go down to a yellow. It'll be like club soda. But if you really, really do a tshuva with all of the requisite ingredients, which Rabbeinu Yaina speaks about. He speaks about 20 different ingredients, including charata and vidui and yagain and anacha and bechia. He goes through a whole list of 20 different things. And you do all of those things and then some. And you're mamish like scraping your heart and crying and going crazy. What was I thinking? How did I do this? And you really show Hashem that it means something to you, that the Avera is a bizayin for you and you want to totally rid it of your record. You have to scrape it out of you have to expunge it from the record for all time. Rabbeinu Yonah says there you need to do a tshuva that's the most professionally clean tshuva. It's not a shvacha tshuva, not a half-baked tshuva, but a full tshuva. The other tshuvas will work. It's much better than nothing. Any tshuva is good. But if you want to really make sure to delete everything fully, You have to do a tshuva that's really a full tshuva. Vare anu laimdim mizeh. So Rabbi Yehuda Lapian says, we learn from this. Shem adam asa tshuva begidrei tshuva. If you do tshuva properly, with a gidrei tshuva, aval hisave lachet adayin le'akar milibiv le'nitar. I'll give you an example of what tshuva she'ena shleima is. He says, let's say I do tshuva, I did an avera. Let's say, I like using Lashon Hara because it's less, it's something that everyone, I think, could agree with. It's not something, we're not getting too personal. I speak Lashon Hara, and I want to do tshuva on Lashon Hara. Now, I'm saying that I want to do tshuva, but in my heart of hearts, am I really gonna completely stop doing tshuva after Yom Kippur? Hopefully, yes, but probably not, because I'm very attached to it. I'm addicted to it, and I'm probably going to continue. So if I'm going to repeat the offense, so then it's considered to be like I did the right tshuva. I did vidui on it. I said al chet shechatanu lefanecha b'lashon hara. And I had charata, technically, and I do have charata. My Kabbalah is a little shvach because I think in my, subconsciously, I will return to it. So that's not a tshuva shlema. That is, it's better than nothing. But you weren't oikir from your heart. You still didn't really cleanse your heart of it because you're still attached to it. You're still addicted to it. It's like going to a rehab center for drugs and you know you're going to leave and you're going to go, as soon as you're out of there, that you're going to go right back on. So, it looks like you went through the motions, but it's not really a full-fledged rehab because you didn't get rid of the addiction. So, zeh nikra tshuva she'eina shleima. V'alva b'shamech le'avid, yes, you got mechila for your avera, mikol makim adayin einim k'lo hayu. But the objective has not been met. Because what's the objective? The objective is that when I go up to Shamayim Lachemei V'asim Shana, I want that no one should see anything of what I did. No one should know what I thought. No one should know what I did. No one should know what I tried to do. I want it to be completely, I want everyone just to see a white screen up there. I don't want any visuals. I don't want any graphics. How do I delete that? In order to delete it, it has to be a tshuva shlema. Has to be a complete tshuva. It has to be to the core. A tshuva that I'm mamish like scraping and scrubbing and getting rid of every trace of grime that I have in my neshama. So it's mamish lifnei Hashem titara. I want to be completely pure and clean in front of you. Because otherwise, if I walk out of Yom Kippur and it's all half-baked and I'm just going like this the whole day and I'm waiting to eat my kokish cake after Abdullah, so it's chaval. We went through Yom Kippur, but we didn't get rid of all of the grease. It's still on our tie. A little, we did something to it, but it's still going to be on our record. Everybody's going to know about our sins, though. But if we do a tshuva shlema, not a half-baked tshuva, but a full, professional, dry, clean tshuva, v'chibes es libay, and we cleanse our heart, we scrub our heart clean, at shekvar eina mis'ava l'ra, I don't want the ra anymore, I'm sick of it, I'm z'magil, oz nimchakim avay noisav l'gamri, v'lay nishar mehem shum reishim klal. I have to be able to scrub out my heart to the degree that it's gone. If you check in my heart, I don't have a taiva for that anymore. I'm done with it. I'm fed up with it. Yes, have I slipped up with it in the past? Yes. Have I looked at things that I should never look? Yes. Have I thought? Have I listened? Have I spoken? Yes. But I don't want it anymore. And as I clap my alchets, as I clap Hashamnu Bagamnu during the Me'aslichas, and on Yom Kippur we have 10 viduyim, 10 times to say vidu from Erev Yom Kippur by Mincha till Ne'ilah, there's 10 viduyim. And each time we're scrubbing and we're scrubbing, we're not spacing out, we're paying attention, we're all in on what we're saying. And we're makabel in ourselves, Rabbeinu Shalom, I need this avera to be eiskemekt, which means to be completely erased. I can't have this on my record. I don't want to go up and everybody knows what I did. I can't. If we're able to get through Yom Kippur like that, like one al chet after another, one vidoy after another, and focus and cry and regret and have remorse and say, I'm done with this. I don't want to. This is what it means when we said, and that's how we started tonight, when it says, what's shlema? Shlema means, now we understand what shlema is. It's not just tshuva. Tshuva is okay, but it's got to be a tshuva shlema. The job has to get done in its totality. You don't, it's one, you know, when you're taking a test, if you, you know, it depends on how yakish you are, but if you're just looking to pay, you're not looking to get into any graduate school, just want to get your diploma. So then if you eke out a passing grade, get a 65, 70, you make a kiddush, it's fine. That's not the way it goes with tshuva. Tshuva, passing tshuva is not enough. Passing tshuva is better than no tshuva at all. Let's not kid ourselves. But if the point is, like the Targum at the end of Kayalas, that we want to make sure, because of Saif Davar Kol Nishma, everyone's going to know everything, I can't have that. That's not an option for me. I can't take, if somebody in this world would know something about me, that's unflattering. But to have everybody in the next world know every rabbi, every friend, every doctor, every lawyer, everybody knows, every aunt, every uncle, every grandparent, great-great-great-grandparents, no, that's not acceptable. Okay, so what do I do? Well, as long as you're alive, there's good news. Because you have a chance to literally delete it from the... That's the beauty of tshuva. The greatest gift that man could ever have gotten is the gift of tshuva. This is what Rabbeinu Yonah starts out of Sefer Shari Tshuva with. He says, "Minat tayves asher hitav Hashem mesbruav," that the greatest of gifts, the greatest favor that Hashem bestowed on his creatures, on us, is the fact that he gives us the ability to get out, to climb out of the hole that we're in, which is called chet. So we have to really ace this test. If it's a test, then Yom Kippur is a day we have to leave Yom Kippur acing it. Every single vidui. It's not just to check the box, but it's to scrub the box and to work on the box and to work on our heart and to completely wipe out every trace and every vestige of chet that we have inside of us, one after another. From Zilzal Hayom Hamayim to Skira Seinayim, to things that we're looking at, things that we're reading, to things that we're thinking about, to Chil Shabbos, to Chil Yontif, to being Mevazah Chaveroi Brabim, to being Mevayesh Chaveroi Brabim, to Bittul Tyre, everything. We have so much on our plate. We might think that we're okay because, you know, the way our minds work, I'll speak for myself, is that if I have one good day, I think I'm a tzaddik. I don't remember what happened 2 weeks ago. I don't want to know what happened 3 months ago. You know, so I forget about it. So I think I'm a tzaddik because, look, I'm good. But there's no such thing as forgetting upstairs. That's what the whole Zichreinus was about in Rosh Hashanah. Hashem remembers everything. And Hashem writes down, everything is written down. And maybe back in the old days, they couldn't have a concept of this. We have a concept of this. Computers do this very well. Computers, you know, you think like you send a million texts a year and like, okay, out of sight, there's a trace somewhere in Verizon, AT&T, the FBI, there's access to every single text you ever send, every email you ever send, every transcript of everything everything is there. So it could be very embarrassing. It could be very embarrassing. So we have to get rid of that. We have to scrub that out. But it's not, okay, tshuva, done. No, it's not tshuva, done. Tshuva is a process that is very serious. If you want to really do yourself a favor, you look in the beginning chapter of Rabbeinu Yonah, and those 20 steps to tshuva, those 20 sayyidis at tshuva, he goes through everything, and he says, like, frightening things, like he says, like, harata, like, mea sisi. He says, what was I thinking? You ever have that like thought, like, what was I thinking? Like, how did I do that? Whatever it might have been, like if you're caught doing something or you're caught cheating on a test and they send a letter to your parents or whatever and, you know, something like that. Like, what was I thinking? It's embarrassing. Like, how did I do that? How did I do an Aveira? How did I speak Lashon Hara? How did I look at all the things I looked at? How did I go to those places that I went to? And it's a whole year and it's a whole life. So Baruch Hashem, we have a Yom Kippur to work on this. It's all we have. There's no Seder in Yom Kippur. There's no learning. There's no eating. There's no drinking. It's only just focusing on you and Hashem and coming clean, being misvada, and working, like just really working. By the way, this doesn't mean that we have to walk out of Yom Kippur and never do an Aveir again in our life. And if we do, then Lamafreya, the whole thing is overturned. It's like, you're a faker. If Bishas Yom Kippur, you're standing before Hashem and you have genuine charata, genuine Kabbalah loss, I really don't want to do it. I really intend that I will never, ever look at such things again in my life. They're disgusting. I don't want to look at that again. I don't want to listen to Lashon. I don't want to speak Lashon. I don't want to speak Nivel Peh. I don't want to listen to Gayishma. I want to, all these things. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm done. Chalas. Now, in a week's time after Yom Kippur, I'm just telling you, not as a wink, wink, but the reality is sometimes we think, okay, but I'm going to do it, and then if I'm going to do it anyway, so it's just a fake out, so God knows. No, if Bishas Maisa Basher Husham, you're legitimately saying, I have terrible charata, I did it, I'm being misvada with my mouth right here and right now, I did do it, I admit it, I confess, and Mikano Lahaba, I have zero intention. I hate myself for doing it. I will not do this again. And I mean in Hashem, in the Lashon of the Rambam, right? Atshayad Olav Yedeya Talumas. If Hashem is able to attest that you are pure in your heart, that you genuinely mean what you said, and you say what you mean about this, if that's true, then you are Zaycha to a fantastic future. Because it will be deleted in Shemayim, because that's a tshuva shlema. Again, it doesn't mean the rest of my life I will never do an aver, and if I do, then retroactively it was all baloney. If Basher Husham, I'm sincere and I really am scrubbing my heart with charata, with vidui, with kabbalah lasan, and I mean it, and Hashem says, I see he means it, he really feels this way, then that is a professionally dry kiln tshuva. That's tshuva shlema. What it says in the tefillah, it doesn't just say v'achzeinu b'shuvah shleima, it's lefanecha, before you, Hashem. Klaimer, kishetar legamri b'shuvah shleima kenal, when I will cleanse myself with a full tshuva, as we just discussed, v'lo yishar b'shum lich lechet, and there will be no grime, no trace of my chet whatsoever, Oz uchalam lefanecha, v'achzeinu b'shuvah shleima kama lefanecha. How could I stand before you, Hashem? I can stand before you in this world and, of course, in the next world, if I'm able to accomplish a tshuva shleima. If I don't accomplish, if I do a half baked tshuva, or I do no tshuva at all, chas v'shalom, so then I can't stand before you because, like, it's embarrassing. I've like all these, you know, mumim all over my body. I'm like completely covered in averis. I have stains on every, the cholin stain is all over me. I don't know what to do. How do I stand before Hashem with such sins all over me? But if it's tshuva shlema, if I'm able to scrub and cleanse and really work hard on really focusing on what I've done wrong and coming clean, admitting it, and really making kabbalah lasad, a concerted effort that I don't want to do this anymore. I want to really be a tzaddik. I want to be a good person. Please, Hashem. And you feel that, and you cry, and you daven, and you just spend time with Hashem. There's no rush to finish Shemini Esrei. Just daven. Get a good machzer. You can get like extra in the back of the Arts Girl. They have like, all the alchets with all of the kavanis and like Rav Dessler's extra taich, and it goes into very graphic detail, beautifully done. In the back of, I don't know if everyone knows that, but in the back of every Arts Ramachsa, there's of Yom Kippur, there's the Viduyim. And it goes through, really, it speaks, you could read it. And every time you should read it if you have time. And maybe read it even now, even tonight, even in advance. But like, it goes through every little thing that, you know, that we've done. And how every vidui really covers so much of the potential averis that we may have committed throughout the year. And imagine if we're able to go one after another and really just like cry and scrub and clean and shine, polish, until our neshama is so clean that we're going to be able to emit Hashem b'zeicha to a wonderful gemar chasim ha'tayva, not only in this world, but the yema din ha'gadol, We go up to, imagine going up to Shemayim and you look like the stipler. You look like Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Like your mamish, like clean of any averes. They're going to say, wow, didn't you do any? Yeah, but I did tshuva. Hashem gave me the opportunity to do tshuva. I went to that vad from Reb Lapian that Tuesday night. I ignored the warning that it was very charif, and I came and I implemented it. And now, Baruch Hashem, I'm standing lefanecha. I'm standing before the Rebbein Shem, like the tzaddikim. Because I opened the gift of tshuva. We have a gift in front of us. These days, it's a beautiful gift. Sometimes, you know, you take a gift, you throw it in the garbage. Sometimes you actually open up the gift and you use it. And this is a gift that we don't have a choice. We have to use it. Because if we don't use it, the consequences are very, very dire, beyond the scope of our imagination, the bizyanis, the busha. But Hashem is so merciful, the Yud Gimel Midas that we're saying every day, He's so full of chanan v'racham that He gives us tshuva to enable us to go and rid ourselves of all the shackles of the averis and all the million miles of sin that's piled upon ourselves, on our backs, that we're schlepping around with us, and unload them during these days, and Yom Kippur, and Ne'ilah, and Amitz Hashem, then we'll be zeichet to a wonderful year, b'zeh u'b'bah.